Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're here in the UK. It's been not a very nice day, raining on and off, but you know, sun always shines in on the Mike Spirit FM studios. We've got an amazing show lined up here for you today, an amazing guest on here for you as well. She's very nervous, as it is her first time, so I wanted to give her a big warm welcome to my wonderful guest, which is Anne Sapphire. Hang on, Anne, let me turn your mic up. Hi, Anne, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. I hope everybody else is.
Well, Anne, I must apologise to you first, because we're not in Studio One. Studio One is no longer Studio One, because it's been refurbed.
Yes, exactly.
I know you was in Studio One last week, and it was quite nice then. And this week, we did promise you we would be in Studio One, and I came up to you, because I seen you Friday. And I said, well, Studio One is no longer a studio anymore. It's a building site, so to speak. And, it's nice to have a refurb now and again, isn't it? A refit.
Yeah, new life, new way.
Definitely, and it's the way forward to bring it. Anne, I'm excited to bring you on because I know that I want to talk to you lots about the things that you've done, because I know that you've kind of, and without me sounding this offensively, and I don't mean offense, but you've kind of hidden yourself behind closed doors within your mediumship, haven't you? You know, you've done this on one-to-one basis. I know you've done a few public demonstrations, which is fantastic, but I want to talk to you about your books, the books that you've written. I must say that, they kind of look fantastic. I haven't read them, so you haven't given them to me yet, but I will get them off you by the end of the night, trust me. I have this unique way of
It's a freebie, is that?
Yeah, well, it goes with the territory, but, let me talk to you about your books, because you've got two books out.
Yes.
And the one book is called Tear in My Eyes.
Yes.
So tell us what that book is all about.
Right. Well, I've actually done the two books, and you've just quoted the second one at the moment now. It's partly because I want to reach out to everybody in the world, surround them, touch them, let them know that somebody's there at the end of the day with a bit of hope and feeling and comfort to make them feel better. Unfortunately, I couldn't get or travel around the whole of the world in my lifetime. So I hope instead that my books will reach out to people out there, and when they're so down or feel so lonely, that they can read the book and hopefully feel the words and understand how other people feel as well, and hope comes to them.
Okay, and I did make a mistake. That's the second book, Anne, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, see, my mistake, because, I'm kind of doing what I normally do, is read a bit, skip a bit, read a bit, skip a bit, and miss a bit in between.
That's
the second book,
yes.
And the first book is Crystal Blue.
Yeah, the first book is a real book about beginners. If you feel that you're a medium and haven't got the confidence to go out anywhere to search for help, it helps you understand without any complications. I've really simplified the books. I have just taken it down to the bare necessities. A guide, your healers, your helpers. It just gives you that little bit of insight to help you feel and understand, and maybe try things to see if it works for you and see if you're comfortable. Hence, the second book then takes you on just that little bit further to help and understand.
Okay, so this first book is for people to kind of learn the mediumship or whatever they feel,
yes,
that they are learning.
It's just like if they feel that they are a medium, haven't got the confidence to actually go to somewhere to help say, can you teach me? Because you just haven't got that confidence to go out. It out teaches you by yourself with it. Even down to friends that you say, oh, come and look at this with me. You can sit and discuss and have the confidence back by yourself.
Okay, well, I know I'm looking in the chat room, and, you know, chat room, they want to know your second name, and they're dead. Well, should we not tell them yet, or should we, like, keep in suspense, or...?
It's entirely up to you.
No, we'll tell them. It's Anne Sapphire, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Anne Sapphire.
So let's spell the Sapphire. It's S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E, and I know that Rihanna in the chat room will probably post that up right now, because Rihanna's like my right-hand man, but obviously she's a lady, so she's like my right-hand lady.
Yes.
Isn't she perfect? And so, see, she's already there, Anne Sapphire.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much, Rihanna. Because, you know, I can always rely upon my wonderful Rihanna to post this information, and you know, bless her heart for doing so.
Yes.
We've just got two of my students have just come into studio, makeshift studio, and welcome to my... See, actually, we've got a room full of people here tonight.
Yes, you've actually dropped me straight into the bottom of it and brought seven people in, where it should have only been three in the room or studio.
It's all fun. I may say, it's all fun. Anne Sapphires, you can get hold of Anne simply, and you watch how quick Rihanna jumps on this now, right?
Yes.
Because I'm psychic and I know these things. It's Anne-Sapphires@outlook.com. You time this now. Give us a countdown. Ready, Rihanna? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rihanna, you disappointed me. Anne-Sapphires@outlook.com. There we are, see?
Isn't she well done.
But Rihanna, it's wrong. It's Anne-Hyphen. Let me do it. Anne, you know what I'm like at multitasking, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to bear with me because I don't do multitasking. Stop laughing, Martin, at me. I can tell that was you laughing. And see, I've got some wonderful people here in the studio. I'm sure that they've had a... Oh, she's beat me to it. No, it's not. It's none of it. That's better. That's better. Anne-Sapphires@outlook.com. That's right. Thank you. I'm not even going to bother typing anymore because you've already done it. Thank you very much in the chat room. Okay, so these books, you can get hold of them, can't you? Quite simple. You can get hold of them via Amazon.
Yes.
So just go into your Amazon account, or if you haven't got one, just simply build an Amazon account, and these books are, I'd say, quite reasonably priced, to be honest with you. I'd say that, you know, because I'm looking at the prices, £4.99 for Crystal Blue, which is $6.83, and Tear in Your Eyes is £5.99, which is $8.37. Which is, I think it's quite a reasonable price, I think.
Well, I tried to do it so that it's within everybody's budget, not, oh, I'd love to have one of those and can't afford it.
Let's talk about budgets. I got to pay Richie Ed to put my radiator on the wall.
Yeah, I can give you a story about this, why we got me here, I think, tonight.
Well, let me explain. And I need to explain myself. And Rich, you need to pull back your ears and listen to this one. You know, I thought, well... No, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning because, you know, we've met lots of times, you know, we go back a little while. And, you know, we was chatting. I said, well, why don't you come and do a radio show? So we agreed to do the radio show. You came last week. And as I said, Studio One is a building site. It really is. so we are in a makeshift studio. And, you know, I was plastering out Studio One just the other day. I was thinking, now would be a good time to have the radiator put on the wall. Do I know a plumber? And then all of a sudden, Anne, your face just appeared with your wonderful husband.
You know, yeah.
Because your husband is a plumber. And isn't it surprising that you're here tonight that I needed a plumber? And Richard's a plumber.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It just works all the way around. I mean, I think what I need to do, I think I need to... bear me a second. No, I can't because I've lost it. I've got rid of it. I was going to give myself a round of applause for that, but never mind. Let's not go down that road. So it's anne-sapphires@outlook.com. That's where they can email you.
Yes.
Send you some lovely messages. Let you know whether they've read the book.
Yes.
Let you know whether that they have the book, or if they've got any questions about the books, they can email you there.
Certainly, by all means.
They can go to Amazon and buy the books there, and have a good read of them, because, you know, definitely, you know, we all have a different perspective of how mediumship works and how, where we started and so on and so forth. But it's always nice to know of where we started from. And I imagine that there's a lot of that in that book of you, how you started to build a rapport then, if you like, with your guides.
Yeah, it started from a story from when I was a lot younger, for the first time in seeing somebody that actually passed over by, unpolitely put, hanging themselves.
Bless. You know, so, and it's always a difficult thing to digest, isn't it, when this happens. But, you know, I'm not going to say about my story. I mean, my story's been said millions of times here live on Mike Spirit FM. But the point of it is, we all have a different story to tell, don't we? You know, and we all are brought into spiritualism at a different time of our lives, when it's probably the most important time of our lives. And I think that when we kind of see how somebody else has started, it kind of brings all to perspective for us, and it gives us a deeper meaning. Because you've been doing this a long time, as I said, behind closed doors, so to speak. Your readings with friends, family, and so on and so forth, as we do. It's been about 16 years, you say, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been 16 years now. And my confidence, why my people and guides have said it's time to step out into the world.
And quite rightfully too, because, you know, in my opinion, you know, once you step out into the wide, big wide world, it opens up so many doors for us. And I need to do something a minute, because we've got lots of people in the studio. If I do this, if I bang our cups together, do you think somebody would actually make us a cup of tea?
Well, I suppose if you ask them nicely, we'll go in the kitchen for you.
Let's ask a question in the chat room. Okay, because a shout out for Aaron in France. Oh, yeah, Aaron, yeah, you were in France. Well done, Aaron. Aaron was my guest last week. Yeah, big shout out to Aaron. Absolutely fantastic. In the chat room, a question. Should somebody in the studio make us a cup of tea? Yes or no? Oh, we've already got offers. Thank you. Two sugars of mine.
Hi,
Steph. Thank you. okay, so we've got a cup of tea coming. Can't fault it. That's why I love, you know, when we got people in the studio. You get to have tea all day. It's brilliant. Okay. I just missed that. Okay. so, your book.
Yes.
Can you give us a little extract from your book? A little piece of it? Can you remember a little bit of it?
If you can bear with me 1 second, I can share it to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that. Okay, and just give us a little insight to what is in that book and what we can expect. Maybe, what one have we got? We've got the first one there?
This is the first one, yeah.
Okay, just a simple paragraph or two. You know, don't have to be long. So, yeah, you go ahead.
Right, this is just the bit off the back that I put on there. It's a little bit of understanding for you. I wrote under the pen name Anne Sapphire and hope that this book will reach out around the world to help each and every one of you with something personal that could not have happened or may have happened and is done in your lifetime. Much as I would love to shake your hand and give you a hug, or even a kiss on the cheek. Just a few words of guidance for you from help from me and my people. Hope this is the best that I can do for you for now.
That's absolutely perfect. And that's what we expect to have from the book one, which is Crystal Blue. And Tear in My Eye. And what do we expect to be reading from Tear in My Eye?
Well, these ones are just stories of people where I've been put in situations where, in a sense, they've moved house.
Bear me a sec, man. Excuse me, they're in the kitchen or studio. Makeshift studio, should I say.
It's fine, it's comfortable, it's warm, and it's enjoyable.
Okay.
Some of the chapters are like moving house, which is, they've had...
like Studio One.
Yeah. Well, really is. It's just one room. The other one is older people. I've asked older people to have a little read of this story. One day all of us are going to become old. And at the end of the day, we sometimes tend to forget nans, grandchildren, mothers, fathers, even though we know they're getting old, we tend to forget, are they afraid of maybe passing over? Why do we not stop and just say to one old person when we're going down the road, hello? Watch their expression change, because nobody talks to the older people. They are people that just disappear, but they are people with hearts and souls. Let's try and think of them just for a change, not just ourselves. It's all different stories like that. Some are true. Some I've had to change in different things. A different side of life when you meet and read people, how they change and look at you in different attitudes.
Can I ask you a question about the book, TMI?
Yes.
Because, as you know, we've met many times in spiritual churches.
Yes.
And obviously, knowing as a medium yourself and working some of the churches, that we do readings, you know. Would you recommend that that book could be taken around by a medium to read bits of that book to the congregation?
Well, it's actually book one has gone out to three different spiritual churches, and they're actually using it as a teaching device for beginners. So in that sense, I'm quite proud of that, in that sense, book one.
Most definitely. But book two, would that be suitable for a medium to take out with them to read a reading?
Yes, in that sense, because it gives it, excuse me, I don't pronounce it tidy, philosophy.
Philosophy,
thank yep. you. In that sense, you can pick out words and make your story up, but incorporate into the life of the story and how you want to give to people. We sometimes overthink ourselves in what we're going to say, what we're going to do, and how we react. It's just being simple is the best. Don't overthink it. Go with what you hear, what you feel, and what you sense.
Perfect. You know, and so I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, if you are working or trying to work, or you're even starting, it doesn't matter what level that you are, then grab yourself a copy of this book. Just go to Amazon do you just type in the name of the book on?
If you type in on Sapphire, yeah, it'll bring up my books, but it'll also, you can also get it on Kindle.
Yes, I was just getting to that.
Yeah.
My bad.
I got prodded in the back, sorry.
Yeah, you can go to Kindle and download a copy of that book, can you?
Yes.
Actually, of the two books. So, Kindle ebook. So, if you have got a Kindle ebook, I know that these are very popular these days. I haven't got one, mind, I've got to be honest.
There are two on the table for you now.
No, the books, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I know that. I was getting to that. But the Kindle ebook, I don't have one. I know that they're very popular devices these days, and you just download books onto that. So I'm just looking here, Anne, and so what is the price if you want to download onto your ebook? Is
£1.53.
£1.53.
And $2.99. And dollars. £1.53.
What, to have that book on your
Kindle.
On the Kindle?
Yeah.
So you can buy a hard copy for $4.99, or yeah, you can download it for
£1.53. Yeah, don't ask me that. I don't understand.
Well, isn't that value for money, isn't it?
Well, I'm trying to keep it within reasons where everybody out there that wants the help can afford to do it without struggling or missing out on something else that they need in their life as well.
So if I wanted a copy of the TMI, to download that on Kindle, it would be £2.27, which is $3.95.
Yes.
My gosh, you know, where would you get a book these days for that price, isn't it?
Well, I don't think you can get very many. I don't think you can even get, I can't think of anything that you can get, to be quite honest, for that price.
No, definitely not. Particularly a book that is going to benefit you in particularly the first book, Sky's Blue, because it gives you an insight of how you work with your mediumship and where you go from it. You know, it just surprises me, that sometimes we have genuine people like yourself that will spend lots of time writing a book, and you know, my heart goes out to you for that, because I've tried writing a book myself, my autobiography, and it just doesn't happen. I need help. I really do. I need help with a lot of things in life. I really do. But
yeah.
I kind of need help with that. I'm sure within the fullness of time that will be out there. And You know, I think I need to take a leaf from your book and make it as affordable as that, because it's not about finances, is it? Far from the word, you know, and nothing I've ever done in my life with my mediumship has ever been for any personal gain. It's always been to put back in, to help, to promote spiritualism and to work for the people in the best way that you can. And obviously within them prices, that theory stems between yourself and myself, which is, it's nice to see, it really is.
Yeah, it's not for the profit. That wasn't even, didn't even come into it. I could have priced it out there dearer, but no, I wanted it for the people that could afford it without missing out on anything in their life. Again, like I said just now, that they needed to keep surviving as well.
Perfect. Okay, well, Anne, we need to go to a commercial break here. We need to go to a song. But as soon as we come back, we're going to start opening up the phone lines and doing some readings. I know that, yeah, let's have fun. Let's go to our first song. Now, this song was only today was asked by somebody else, by a good friend of mine. Kind of a request, which I like taking requests sometimes in Mike's Spirit FM, we really do. We'll get to the other requests in a minute. I can see you look at me with your eyes like glare at me there. But yeah, this song was requested today, and I thought, well, why not? So let's press this and see what happens.
You make me feel funny when you come around, yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy when I leave you behind, that plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had, and if I find someone who cares about you, oh, we got a little world of our own. What am I do without you? What am I do without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down and fooling around, it's over. And I swear it's true, no buts or maybes, but when it's falling down, what am I doing without you? Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. What am I doing without you? We got a little world of our own.
welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are live here in the UK. Now, if you want to get yourselves involved with the show today, it's quite simple. It's easy to do. All you need to do is to go to your phone lines. If you are in America, remembering that it's 760-283-4611. That's if you want to call into the show and have a reading with either myself or with Anne. If you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in on Skype, you can do that for free and have a free reading. I mean, that's value for money, Anne, isn't it? Free on Skype and free reading. That's value for money, I can tell you. And what you need to do for that is go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And there you will see a Skype icon button. Press it and you'll come through live to the studio, and I will see you in the studio call list. We do have a few callers in at the moment, and we'll get to as many of you as we possibly can. But let me just give you that email address again. If you want to contact Anne, it's quite simple. It's Anne-hyphen, or dash, whichever you want to call it. It's Anne-hyphen, Sapphire. Not Sapphires, because I've just been told off by that. Thank you, Rich.
No problem.
Thank you. yeah, so it's Anne-sapphire. Now, Anne-sapphire@outlook.com. So that's how you can get hold of Anne. It's simple. If you want to get hold of me, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. You can get a hold of me. And I did mention last week there was going to be a brand new website, Anne. And even though the studio part of one, even though the studio one is like almost ready to move back into the next week or two, I'd say.
Yeah.
I've also got a new website.
Ooh.
I know. Come on in, guys.
That was a secret then. Yeah.
There's lots of people here with us in studio at the moment. And let me give you that web address. And let me type it into the chat room, because multitasking again is not very good to me.
And do we count how many times you get it wrong tonight?
Ooh. I'm allowed to get things wrong. Okay. Okay, so it's www.mikedavismedium.co.uk. Have yourselves a look at that, well, it's looking quite funky, shall we say.
Ew.
I'm enjoying it.
We shall look later.
Yes, we will, because we're going to be too busy taking readings in just a few seconds. So if you want to get hold of Anne, it's anne-sapphire@outlook.com. If you want to get hold of me, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, or Mike Davis Medium .co.uk on the email. But remembering, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be touring America come July. I'm going to be touring the states of Maine and the surrounding areas like Connecticut. My geography is terrible, but I know I'm around there somewhere. And I know that I'm also going to West Palm Beach in Florida at the same time. So if you want to send an email, you can email Mike Davis tour@aol.com. Remembering Davis is spelled with an E, because I know in America you call me Davies. I don't mind being called Davies, but it's Mike, MikeDavies, tour@aol.com. That's where you'll be able to get hold of June, and she will give you all the information where I'm going to be at the public demonstrations I will be doing. And my voice is going, I need more tea. That's where you'll be able to get all the information of where I'm going to be in Florida. Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, they're saying in the chat room that they're going to be telling me that all her friends, I'm going to be live down in Florida. Isn't that perfect?
That is really nice of people, because they don't do something for nothing today a lot, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, it's nice to know that the following that we have here at Mike Spirit FM, it's second to none, you know. And I love every one of these people that's in the chat room, on the phone lines, because they are amazing. Listen, we'll just talk all night. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 989 and say, hi, 989, can we take your name there, please?
It is Eileen.
It is Eileen.
Eileen.
Hi.
Okay, Eileen,
hi,
can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Midland, Michigan.
Michigan. Well, you know, Michigan is one of those places I'm going to be. So you need to send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com and find out where to Michigan and that kind of area I'm going to be. You know, the thing I want to do, Eileen, is to meet as many people as I possibly can that follows Mike Spirit FM and follow this radio station, because, you know, without you as the listeners and the callers, then we wouldn't have a show, because I couldn't sit here and talk for 2 hours. I'm useless. I'd probably do about 10 minutes and that would be it. I'd probably have to sing to you, and that's not very good.
Blessed to be the first caller, so I'm really happy about that.
The pleasure is all mine, and, you know, all I can say to you is thank you for calling in. Can we ask you there, Eileen, what the reason was that you called in for?
I'd like to speak to my husband. I lost my husband.
Okay, Eileen, let me just give you a little bit of advice here. Don't tell us who you want, okay, because it's up to us as the mediums to bring the communication through. Now, if your husband is coming along, then we will certainly give him. Now, we can't guarantee anybody that it's going to come, or we can't command or demand the spirit world, but we will certainly give it our best shot and see what comes in. So let me hand you over to Anne. Anne, this is Eileen. It's over to you.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I picked up straight away that you are carrying so much pain within you. It's really horrendous.
We must always
remember, even though they've left their overcoat behind, their soul, their mind, their body, their love are with you all of the time. He must have been one very strong man as he came in straight away. I feel like I've sort of cheated a little bit in that sense, because you gave the information, but I already had that you were in so much pain. You need the light. If you look sometimes out of the corner of your eye, you will catch him. If you have a smell of an aftershave, a pipe, a cigarette, just the smell of him on the pillow, he is there with you. Always remember, we carry them in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
They may
mm-hmm.
have left us in one sense, but they're always with us in others. The love that they carry always goes with them. It stays with you. He will help you as much as he can. Listen to the heart. Listen to what he would say if he was you with you. Time is a great healer, they say, but sometimes it takes a lot of time for other people to get over a lost one. But what we always tend to forget, we haven't lost them. We just can't see them. Maybe not
mm-hmm.
even hear
mm-hmm.
them. But we can sense them. We have that smell. We have that touch. We look at a photograph to remember us. Did we forget how they looked? And it brings that smile back to our face, even though it brings
mm-hmm.
the tear. It gives you hope. It gives you that remembrance of a day where you got married, maybe where you met. Bring that little bit of sparkle back into your life. As I said, he has passed, as you well know. But he's telling me to tell you, please think of the good times as well. And bit by bit, the pain will go, because you realize he is still you, but just in a different form. He still loves you as much. He still helps you as much as he can. You just need to listen. Do you dream at night?
Yes, I do. I dream that he's right there with me.
Do you find that you're having dreams and he's appearing in your dreams?
Yes.
He has given you the answers. Sometimes you will wake up and remember them. Another time,
mm-hmm.
as much as you try to fight to remember about the dream, you can't. So it wasn't there for you to remember straight away. But when you specifically need those words of comfort, the dream will come back to you. It will
mm-hmm.
help you
mm-hmm.
in time. It will also send messages for your family, for you to give back to them. I know in a sense perhaps other people may not believe, but you just need to say, Dad sent his love. He is with us all. And if
yes,
they don't believe,
yes.
then they don't believe, but you've passed his message and he's happy with that. I hope that has helped you.
You know, I didn't ever believe that before. I never believed stuff like that before, but it just feels like sometimes it, you know, it feels like, well, sometimes, you know, it's just me and my dog now, and, you know, I'll hear footsteps, I'll hear steps walking up the stairs, I see lights going off and on, and it's not me doing it, so sometimes I wonder if it's just the spirit, you know what I mean, playing little tricks.
Well, let's ask you another question. I'll put another question to you. While you were in bed and you were tucking yourself in, and even though you turn over for his pillow, do you not feel the bed sag? That's him telling you, I am with you. If you've put something down, a set of keys, your cardigan, a piece of jewelry, and you go to look for it, has it not been moved?
Yes, it has.
He's been playing
yes,
little games with
it. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Many times.
And it's just another form of message that he hasn't actually moved. He's just made it invisible that you can't see it. It's still there, but us as human beings just cannot see that. It's him telling you, I am you. The dog will actually sit on the floor and he will watch something that you may not even be able to see. But he is watching something.
He's seeing
your husband. It's another form of message that the dog is giving to you to reassure you, you are not on your own.
We didn't ever have pets, and then I got this dog. I rescued her like 6 months after she had passed, and my dog will go and sit on the top of my husband's chair, and she'll just perch there. And when I'm in bed crying, she'll take her paws and she'll stick them on my chest, and she licks my tears away.
Yeah, but that's her showing your love to you, that you're not lonely. You have her as much as you did with your husband. She is there to guide you. She is there to help you. She gives you little messages to say, hey, yeah, ma'am. Look, Dad's here.
Yeah.
I can see him.
She can see him. And that's why sometimes she'll sit on the floor and look at his chair, just sit at the floor, sit on the floor, look at his chair, and it's like she's looking at somebody sitting right there.
Yes, so it's another form of...
that.
Hopefully she's trying to give you comfort to say, we are not alone, we just can't see him. Well, the dog can, but... Mum, you can't. So I'm telling you.
Mum can't see him.
He's you.
I just really thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It's comforting.
Please always remember, you are not alone. You are not alone. We may not be able to see them, but they are there, sending their love, giving us hope, giving us love back forever, until the day we see them again.
Yeah, I'm waiting impatiently for that.
Thank you very much.
I'll send you my light.
God bless you as well.
Well, thank you, Eileen, for calling. And Dan, you know, I must say, what a fantastic reading there. You know, and we can tell Eileen that, you know, that brought so much comfort and joy to you, you know. I'll remember you in my thoughts and definitely within my prayers, Eileen, and I hope that all I can say to you is that you will go from strength to strength. But please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and that way you can listen to it over and over and over again. Let me just say this to you. Thank you very much for calling, and you have a wonderful day there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, Anne, it's time for you to put your feet up. It's time for me to do my job here. So let me bring in 619. Hi, 619. Are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Can we take your name there, please?
It's Steve.
Steve. Okay, Stephen, can I ask you where you're calling in from?
California.
California, wonderful. Okay, Steve, let me work with you. Was there a question, or do you want me just to go into a spirit communication here for you?
Just go in, please.
Okay, no problem at all, Steve, because, see, I know as I'm making a connection here with you, I know I've got a lady in the spirit world that joins us, This lady, I do believe that she was quite slight of her build before she passed on to the spirit world. I know as she comes in, I know that she makes me aware that when she passed, she certainly makes me aware of machinery around me, so I know that there's a hospital connection there with this lady. So I know that I want to say to you, when she passed, she was in the hospital. I do believe that whatever condition she passed with, it took every ounce of her energy out of her for quite some time. And I believe that you could even see this within her body, that there was nothing left in her to fight, because I know that she was a fighter and she fought right until the last moment until she passed on to the spirit world. I do believe I'm connected within your family to find this lady. I do believe I want to go to your mum's side. And I do believe as if I need to settle around your mum's vibration there. So do you understand of this lady for me there, please, Steve, that's in the spirit world that you would understand?
Probably my mother.
Bless her heart, okay? Because I know as I've got this lady that joins us, she makes me aware there, Steve, that she's been around your life quite a lot of late. And, you know, Steve, if I said to you that there's been some difficulties within your life, you've been battling with things yourself and your own vibration, you would understand that there, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Steve, that you are of the mind of being quite spiritual yourself? You like to be spiritual. You try and be everything that... you want to be. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, I know as I'm saying that there to you that you are sending out lots of thoughts. Sorry. That's my fault. I do apologize. You are sending out lots of thoughts to the spirit world, and particularly to your mum, to step closer there to you, to give you some guidance. And you know, Steve, why would I say that you're about signing? So have you got something you need to sign, or you're going to be signing some kind of forms or contract of some sort? Do you understand of this?
Possibly.
Okay, see, because I know that there's a move forward for you within your vibration, and I know that there's a move in your life that is going to be for the better, and I do believe, I'm going to say that to you, that, you know, no more of this feeling depleted, of feeling down, because I know that I want to say that to you that you're better than that, okay, and you deserve better than that. Do you understand what I'm going on about?
Yeah. I do.
Perfect. See, because I know that's one of the questions that you have to the spirit world there. And see, as this lady, as your mum comes in, she just wants me to make you aware that you're not alone in this life, that you are very much cared for, you're very much loved from the spirit world. And she tells me here that all you want is for a little bit back now and again. That would make sense there, too, wouldn't it?
Say that again?
All you want is a little bit back of what you're putting out there, because I know that you put a lot of love, a lot of energy out there.
Definitely.
Perfect. See, because I know that's what she's come to say, that, you know, if she was you in the physical, she would be the one that would wrap her arms around you and kind of lift you up and put you to where you need to be in your vibration, because I know that's what your mum would have done when she was here, and that's exactly what she's doing there now in this spirit world. So Steve, know that as you walk this life, your mum walks side by side with you, holding you up, for want of a better word, being the person that she wants you to be, okay, and doing her best there for you. Now Steve, before I leave you, would you understand why I want to say that you're off your mum? That she wants me to talk to you about, there's a celebration that's coming up in your life quite soon at the moment?
I'd like to hear about it, sure. I don't know what it relates to.
Okay, because I know I want to talk to you about a celebration that's coming up. It would either mean like a birthday or a passing or anniversary of some sort, because I know that there's a celebration, because there's a cause for, like, you know, I want to, like studio is today, you know, it's like a party that's going on here. It really is. You know, it's the room is full, which is, it's nice to have, and, you know, so much energy within this room. That's where I want to place around you, that there's going to be like some kind of like, I'm not saying it definitely is a party, but I want to call sort of celebration. So I know that that's to come there for you. So it would either mean...
Do you see what it relates to, maybe, or anything at all?
I believe it's more of a birthday there, Steve, if I'm honest with you. I believe there's a birthday that's coming up, and your mum just wants to join in the celebrations there, because I know that's the way she was in this life. You know, if there was a birthday, she would kind of celebrate it to the best that she possibly could have when she was here with us. Do you understand of that?
Yes, of course.
Perfect. Okay. Well, know that she's around you there, Steve. I could work with you all night. I really could. But, you know, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's, and we need to go to our next commercial break here, so let's just press this button and say enjoy.
Enjoy.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go?
What a beautiful song there by Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone. And actually, that was a request there by yourself, Anne, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I know that you wanted to dedicate that song to someone.
Yeah, if that's okay, yeah, that's dedicated to my sister Cynthia and her husband Dave, and they live in France.
And they live in France. I know that they are listening right now, aren't they?
Well, hopefully, yes. I shall be, I can't say the word killing them, but yes.
Okay, well, you know, even though you've got people in France listening, I want to give a big shout-out to somebody that I've been in contact with the last few days, somebody that I've done a lot of work with and for over the past few years, and that's a wonderful friend out in Norway called Brøfta. Hi, Brøfta. It's lovely to see you back in the chat room, and it's nice to be back within your energy, within your vibration. And, you know, I'm actually looking forward, Anne, to going back out to Norway to do some dates and do some tours around Norway. With Brøfta. So nice to see you back in the chat room there, Brøfta, and bless your heart for being there. And, you know, all I can say is, well, wait and see what happens from here on in. That's all I got to say.
But I'll try and pronounce it is it Brøfta?
You know, I'm not even pronouncing it right. It's spelled B-I-R-T-H-E.
Yeah, it still doesn't make much difference.
You know, the last time I was in Norway, right, I'd been there like 4 times. And Brøfta is probably going to laugh now as I'm saying it. you know, I can't stop laughing by thinking of it.
Don't go there.
In our little studio, because, you know, we take Mike Spirit FM out on the road sometimes.
Yes.
And as I was in Norway, the first time, Brøfta is going to laugh at this, the internet connection in Norway is not the best, okay? So envision this now. We are sat in the kitchen. Wonderful internet connections. I call into the studio. Bang, knocks us out. Brøfta's my guest for the night. I'm thinking, oh my God, where do we go? So the two of us are dashing and running, like you wouldn't believe, up the stairs. We sat in my room. And Brøfta's going, I'm sat in your bedroom with you, Mike. And it's live on the radio. And then, you know, we kind of got the wrong idea. But not me, but, you know, everybody else. And like, and then the other time we was in the place where we was working. And again, you know, we had a room like we have now that is full of people. And we had this lovely lady called Eve. I said, I need to learn Norwegian. I can speak English. I can speak Welsh. I used to speak Welsh fluently. And Eve was teaching me how to speak Norwegian live on air. And it was quite funny. And I said whatever I said, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I said, so what did I just say? You got a cute ass. And that was so funny, you know, and it was so funny, and then, you know, the roar, the laughter there in that room was amazing, it really was, and all I kept doing was looking at my, trying to see if I did have a cute ass, and that's all I got to say, but it was funny, and Brøfta, bless your heart, trying to see you're enjoying that in the chat room. It's so nice to be within your company again, it really is, but yeah, I'm going to have to learn me more Norwegian, because but not that I got a nice ass. Maybe something like I got nice eyes, or I got less hair than last time because it is going a bit thinner. No, let's not go down that road because it is getting thinner. But you know, something nice. So Brøfta, you need to learn me some nice words in Norwegian that doesn't include I got a nice ass. So let's go for that. Let's go back to the phone lines before I get myself into trouble. Let's go to area code. Where are we? Where are we? We are 440. Say hi, 440. Are you there with us?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Jamie.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Can we ask you where you're calling in from?
California.
From California. Wonderful. And what was the reason, Jamie, that you called in for this evening?
Well, funny enough, I accidentally called in, so I was thinking maybe Spirit had a message for me, you know? So I figured I'll just go with it. So whatever messages that you may come in for me, you know, I'd really appreciate that. So.
Okay, no problem, Jamie. Then we'll hand you over to Anne. And Anne, this is Jamie. It's all over to you.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
You have a very kind, gentle voice that I'm picking up. You also feel at the moment that there's something missing in your life, and I think that's how, maybe by accident, you said. But is it that you were actually rung on the line tonight? I also pick up that you feel sort of lonely and isolated a lot of the time. And don't. Things will move on. It will become clear. What am I doing? Yeah, it will become clear in a couple of weeks. I do apologize about what you were there then. Are you thinking of changing your job?
I hope to be getting a job. I think I feel like I will soon enough.
Okay,
I'm
then
really,
I'll put it a different way. Have you put in a new CV for a job?
Resume in.
I've been looking. Yeah, absolutely, I have, and I've been really hoping that it turns out. You know, and then I'm feeling myself that something will happen soon. So.
Yeah, well, I get it's within 2 to 3 weeks at the next. Coming shortly now for you in that sense, and it's going to be quite a nice little surprise out of the blue for you. I think you have actually, no, I don't think, I know you've actually applied for more than one job and thought, I'm only going to get this one and maybe not that one. The surprise will be coming that the one you thought that you wouldn't get, you will be getting. Always look for the bright side in your life as well. Without jobs, I know all people tend to feel in that sense that you don't feel like you're worthy or you're useless. You look for a direction in which to go, and sometimes you actually lose yourself along the way with a little bit of loss in respect for yourself that you are not in the job force. But it will come, and it will come back to you.
Okay. Is that it?
No, is there anything else you'd like to ask?
I'm sorry. Well, I was wondering, I'm seeing a therapist right now. I was wondering, is everything okay between us?
I'm sorry. I just didn't quite understand the accent when you first. Can you repeat the question,
okay,
please?
I'm seeing a therapist right now. Do you feel like everything's okay between us?
I was scared. You're seeing a therapist, or are you seeing someone? Right. Yeah.
I'm seeing a therapist.
Thank you so much.
I was wondering, how do you feel like that's going to go? Because
we cannot never actually predict things in the sense of your future,
right.
Because everybody has a free will. Give time distance. If she requires the little bit of distance, don't take offense in that sense, because perhaps you and her has had a bad relationship in the past, and you both tend to keep that little bit of yourself to yourself. You don't, even though we all want to give 100% of ourselves in a new relationship, sometimes we don't. So we tend to give that a little bit mistrust. Always think, I will back off a little bit and I will let her have her space. And explain this to her and say that you would like the same thing as well. Get that understanding for the both of you. Don't always try to finish first at the line to get where you want. Because if you remember the old saying, if we get everything that we want straight away, and everything is going smoothly, that's the time where everything goes wrong rather quickly as well.
Mm-hmm.
The tortoise runs the race, not the hare.
Okay.
And I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. It does. It definitely does. Because that's what I kind of been thinking to myself, was that I need to really start focusing on a job. And I'm going to school right now, too, so I really need to keep my head in that. And I know I got to keep it positive, because I know I tend to get pessimistic and whatever. And I'm really starting to pay attention to that now. I'm changing it, so I really appreciate that.
Every day we change, we learn, we grow, we become a little bit different person each day in our lives from experiences that we've had. From experiences that's going to come, we don't always cut ourselves some slack, as they say, but we mustn't always want to head rush straight into things and it falls into place, because if we had everything in our hands today, we'd have nothing for tomorrow. We'd have no future to look for, no fun, no adventures to go with. So I hope that has helped you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Jamie, for calling. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading there, Jamie, in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in. Have a wonderful day there.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, then let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 206. Hi, 206. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hello, yes. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Kate.
Kate. Okay, Kate, and can I ask you where you're calling in from?
I'm calling in from Washington State.
Washington State, absolutely perfect. And what was the reason, Kate, that you called in for?
No particular, just any messages from anyone in spirit.
Okay, then let me make a connection there, Kate, and I'll do my very best there to build a communication up there from the spirit world. I do apologize about my mic going quiet then, but I'm just fiddling my buttons
sure.
here that I should be messing with. You know, that's a lesson for me, isn't it? Okay, let me just see where we go. Okay, perfect. Thank you. There's a gentleman here in the spirit world, Kate, that wants to be remembered here too. I know that this gentleman makes me aware that when he passed, it was very sudden when he passed, because he makes me aware that he was here in this life 1 minute and then suddenly passed on to the spirit world the next minute. I know his pass was that quick. He does make me aware of when he was here with us that it was the heart that took him over to the spirit world. So I know that he was a very fast gentleman that would have passed on to the spirit world. He's not a very big man of his height when he was here with us. I believe I want to place him maybe around the 5'6", maybe 5'7", of his height of when he was here with us. I do believe he links within your family. I want to instantly go into your dad's side of your family because I believe that's what he's connected there to you. And I feel as if I don't even want to see your dad. I want to see maybe more granddad with this gentleman. Do you understand who he is there, Kate?
Yeah, that's funny. He has been coming through, and I just am not sure why he's coming through a lot now because I never met him. He died like 10 years before I was born.
That's okay. Okay. Now, it doesn't matter how long ago that they passed before you were born. It doesn't matter. What matters is he's with you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in some way, there, Kate, let me bring a bit more evidence in there for you. Will it be right in saying to you that you kind of follow your dad's side of the family there within your features? Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I look just like my father.
There we are, perfect, because he says to me about following the line of the family of the dad's side within your feet.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't see you. You can't see me, but he makes me aware of being within family, and you follow that family trait there, which is perfect. Now, he tells me, see, and I'm going to find out why he is coming through, and I'm going to find out what he is, why it is that he is here. All right, okay. So, Kate, you would understand there for me that there's something within your life at the moment that you feel as if you're walking like on like hot glass, then, for want of a better word. You're kind of treading things very carefully at the moment, then. Is that right?
Well, I'm just trying to change things right now. I'm trying to start my own business.
Okay. See, so you're treading very carefully upon things, and I believe that this gentleman has come there just to wish you well there, okay, and to be by the side of you, because I know when he was here with us that he was a very level-minded kind of a man. You know, if he had something to say, out he would come, please, or offend. Do you understand that no, obviously you wouldn't because you didn't meet him. But that's the side that follows the family of your dad's side, that they were very much outspoken kind of people. Is that right?
My dad's sister, definitely.
Perfect.
Not so much my own father, but my aunt was very.
Okay.
She passed as well.
Okay, bless, because I know that's what he is telling me there, that being of outspoken, and I believe as I'm working here with you, that he wants me to say that you kind of are similar to this. You do hold yourself back. You do hold things within inside yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I think I hesitate. And also making decisions. I'm trying to. I often have a plan of something, but it just takes me a long time to put the plan into action. So I'm trying to do things quicker.
Okay. See, because that's exactly what he's come to say there to me, that he wants to kind of give you the good direction in your life at the moment. Because, see, even though that you're saying that you don't know why he's coming, that's the reason why he's come, because you've been asking for the spirit world or for someone to come into your life to point you in the right direction, to kind of make these changes happen for you at the right time. I know, Kate, you've Okay, we've got a bit of a problem on the line there. Kate, if you are listening there, call back in and we'll try and pick up with that in due time. So I cut it short. Not me. The phone line went dead. Not my fault. So Kate, if you are listening and you're still listening, call back in and we'll pick up the line. So let's go to the next music break. Let's go to this one. Where am I going? See, I got... And the problem is I got lots of buttons here in front of me. And I like playing with buttons.
Says an old man.
And I'm in control of all these buttons. And
it's
look at
so he thinks.
So let's just hope that everybody enjoys this one. Because it's another song that you've chosen.
Yeah, this is dedicated to my husband, Richard.
Oh, my little plumber. Oh, thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. If you've just joined us, I know a lot of you just have, then you're very welcome to be here. Or if you've been listening, then I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Anne, just quickly, it's anne-sapphire@outlook.com if they want to email you. Go over to Amazon and have a look at these books. And you know, I suggest that you purchase these two books. I don't purchase them because they're gone by the side of me and I nick them by the end of the night. And the first one is Crystal Blue.
Yes.
Very reasonable price, in my opinion. Teen Your Eye, second book.
Yes.
Teen My Eye, should I say. Not Your Eye, My Eye.
Both eyes.
Two eyes. Okay. Eyes dotted, T's crossed, got to get it right. And they're both of them at a very reasonable price. At Amazon, you can download them to your e-book, your Kindle e-book, you know, at £1.53. My gosh, you know, that's nothing for Crystal Blue. And £2.27 for Tear in My Eye. Perfect. Very reasonable price there on the e-book. Or if you want to buy a hard copy of them, Crystal Blue, £4.99, Amazon. Tear in My Eye, $5.99, Amazon, perfect. And if you want to get a hold of Anne Sapphires, just simply go to, I'll send an email, should I say, to anne-sapphire@outlook.com. Let me just remind you all as well, if you want to find out where I'm going to be in America in the next few, it's only a few weeks, I think it's only about 7 weeks now, isn't it?
It's not long.
My gosh, 7 weeks, and I'll be there. Then you need to send an email to June, and you need to email Mike Davis with an E, D-A-V-I-E-S, tour@AOL.com. That's where you need to be. Have a look at my new website, www.mikedavismedium.co.uk. You know, come and follow me on Facebook or add me as a friend on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. Let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I'm talking a bit fast because I know time is of the essence. It's getting faster. And let's go to 562. Hi, 562, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you for my call.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours. Can we just take your name there, please?
I'm Rita.
Rita.
In Long Beach.
Sorry, where did you say you were from?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, California. You know, and I bet you had gorgeous weather all day, haven't you?
We had rain the other night, but yes, it is nice right now.
You're making me very, very, very jealous. You really are. That's okay, Rita. You know, you enjoy the sunshine. And let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Anne, this is Rita. It's all over to you.
Hi, Rita.
Hello, Anne.
It's nice to hear your voice. And how can
thank
I help you,
you
tonight?
Thank you. My mother, she's still living, but I worry about her all the time, and she can be feisty. But anyway, so I was wondering what you... Is there anything or what?
Right, Rita, what I pick up is in that sense, as much as we love our parents in that sense and we worry dreadfully about them in that sense, are they okay? Can we do more? Can we not do more? In that sense, we now become the parents, like our parents with our minders when they had us and we grew up. They still look at us as children of them, no matter what age we are. Whether you're 1 or 51 or 101, we are still their children in them. We tend to cocoon them like they done it to us when we were younger. But we must also remember to give them our little bit of freedom as well. I'm going to try and explain about this in a sense where I am not killing your mother off. Please understand this. But if we keep on thinking on our lines, I need to go out to the shops, I need to do this, I need to go to the back garden to cut some flowers to put in the room, in the living room, in the dining room, so that it will brighten it, it will make a smile on my mum's face. If I go, will she pass? We must always remember, if we are not there at that specific time where they do pass, it was for a reason that they don't want us to see us. Or watch them pass over. But if we worry about them doing it, do we bring it on faster? No, because we have not got that right. Only a certain person can take somebody when they are ready and it's their time. You must try to stop and think of all the good things and the happiness that we can do and make of their life. Give them the happiness not think of, oh, what if this or what if that. Have the precious time that you have now and give the love and the joy. Go out and do the flowers. Go out and do the shopping. Give them the joy that they need, but give it back to ourselves as well. Because we tend to forget to give that joy, that peace and that hope and the fun back in our lives because we are so concerned and consumed with worry. We must steady and be peaceful in our own minds to help and secure their lives and give them the happiness as well. Worry is a tremendous thing on our shoulders and we always make the pain and the worry ourselves sometimes more double the more it is. Always look for the light and the laughter and the joy. Whatever is will come, whatever not will not come. But just make the fun of it and bring the best in life for you and your mum. Have the joy and the peace that you have with the time that you have. Don't count the minutes and the seconds. Look for the days and the years. I hope that has helped.
My mother lives out of state. She lives on the other side of the country, and I was going to go visit her the end of June, and I'll be there in July. And, so, you know, and she's like a mixed bag sometimes. And,
yeah, but all parents are like that in that sense. It's just things that we done when we were younger. And they do as they grow older. But at the end of the day, whether they live with you, whether they don't, whether they live in the block next door or a million miles away, they are still on your mind, worried and concerned. And I suppose parents are do the same with us.
And I worry about, like I think about the damage done to our family, that my mother has done damage to our family.
I understand where you come from on that one. I can associate quite well with that. But if we become our mother, if we become our parents, do we not break the cycle? Do we not stand up now we are older and say, enough is enough, I care for you, I love you, but you must not dominate us. We have a life. You can give the peace and the happiness and bring your family, your friends, your life back up into where you want to go. Only you can bring that level of happiness back into your life. Otherwise, our parents are dominating us and it does not break the cycle because we pass that on to our children who then pass it on to their children. Someone must be strong enough and able enough to say, no, I love you, but I need a life, and break the chain and make your family and yourself happier. Still doing and loving and caring for your mum.
Do you pick up anything, her energy or anything like that?
This is how I can approach you in that sense and say, I'm sensing that even though on the outside she gives this horrible appearance around her family, when she is with other people in that sense, she gives a different point of view. What the English say, butter wouldn't melt in their mouth, but can be very nasty around you, can put you down, can make you feel dreadful, and you think, why did I make that effort to come and actually see you, when all it has done is brought me down, and it's made you happy in a sense, because you've achieved that achievement of hurt again within your life.
Okay. Okay, you know, we're all trying to prepare for the damage done, that she's done to the family. You know, when parents have favorites, they give everything to a favorite child and everything funnels to them and the rest of us are insignificant. And that leaves a lot of harm.
But at the end of the day, if you are allowing her to do that, no one in this world is insignificant. We all mean something. whether or not they have left £1 million to one child, one grandchild, one son, one daughter. Does it really matter? Because it's what you carry, what you show your family, your children, your husband, yourself. Respect, love. If you haven't got it because it hasn't been left for you, so what? I can work. I can make a living. I can give what is free, love, without possession of anything owing to anybody. You can build that family up from nothing. Possession is just something you can never take with you. Oh, it's nice to have. It's wonderful to think it's spread throughout the family. There are unfortunately, that some people tend to like one boy or girl better than the other, or maybe a son and daughter together and leave one specific child out. But that child becomes stronger in other ways. It has love to give to its own family. It only destroys the life if you let it. You must fight back and say, no, I won't let it. Possessions are nothing. Even though today money is everything, it's not the end and be all.
Well, you know, everybody's having a difficult time financially right now. And my mother has chosen to give, and she has set up where my stepfather gave everything to my sister. She's giving everything to my brother to give to my sister. My brother is giving everything to my sister. Plus, my mother supported and bought her house. So she's ended up with four homes, retirement, because my older brother's sick. We think he's got cancer, but it's a big secret. There's a lot of secrecy around him. And so everything's being funneled. So she's ended up with four homes, a retirement pension, insurance policies. I mean, and my mother had six kids, so the rest of us don't matter. I mean, and it's your mother. You only have one mother. It is not Joe Blow down the street. It is your mother who is rejecting and you, and it's hurtful. And I know philosophy, you know, the philosophy of what you're saying, but it's still your mother. And here we're all struggling, and my sister is smiling to the bank and planning her early retirement in Cape Cod. It's just, you know, put her kids through school. It's hard to chew on.
Yeah, I can appreciate where you come from in that sense. But let me ask you one question. I can understand where you're coming from with the money and that, and there's secrets in families in that sense that one person may have cancer. Is it true? Do you know for sure?
Yes, I do know. We've, you know, all of us have sat on the sidelines and watched my mother give my sister everything and support her kids, and she'd show up once a month, you know, get an envelope full of money and paid for her kids this, that, and the other, and help give her money. I mean, she, you know, they were like a third income, and for my sister and her husband. And my sister lived very well. We're scratching our heads going, do the math. These people don't make this kind of money to live like this. Do the math. We're struggling. I got shirts with holes in them and rags. I'm doing without for my kids. And here she's like, you know, the math isn't adding up. And so, and then it was, you know, and then everybody started comparing notes, and you know, things are said, everything's secret, and secret. And so now that she's passing, my brother, my oldest brother Carl, is godfather to my sister's son, and so the home, her home and everything in it is going to him so he can give it to her, to them, just so that for appearance sake, you know, I mean, she might as well just give it to her directly. I mean, why go through my brother? It's like he's just a facilitator. So it's, and he has no children. He's a bachelor. So he has no heirs other than his godson, which is my sister's son. So it's, and, you know, we are all struggling, putting our kids through college, and just jobs are terrible here. in America, jobs are just awful, and people are working part-time work and no benefits, and, you know, we have a corrupt government. They're inviting millions of people to come here. I mean, salaries have dropped. It's hard.
Excuse me for interrupting you at the moment. I can appreciate and I can understand where you're coming from in that sense. I can't comment on the government of the United States in that sense because it's a different sort of place for me. Some of your words are different that I may not even understand. But at the end of the day, what I think you've gone off track in a sense where I understand where you say that you're giving stuff up for you and for your children to have in that sense. Aren't mothers supposed to do that? I know there are thousands of people here in England, Great Britain, all over the world that hasn't got jobs or has to go to food banks, exactly like you back home there. They are very proud people like you. But at the end of the day, we miss the most important part. What we can give, love. What we can give and give up ourselves to make our children better. At the end of the day, I always look at this. Possessions are wonderful. The one person gets more than the other. But if you tend to hold it and keep it, it makes you bitter. It makes you twisted. So what? You haven't got a piece of cake to put on the table. You may only have bread and butter, but that bread and butter tastes just as nice as a piece of cake. We mustn't say what we haven't got. We must thank for what we have got. And I can't really say a lot more than that, but we mustn't always put possessions first, what others have mostly got, when we have nothing. Because we always have something. We have our soul, we have our love, we have our family, and we always and can always give and go without for that. I send you light, I send you love, and I send you healing. Please take care, and thank you for your phone call.
Thank you, Rita, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so if you want to get hold of Anne, it's simple. Send an email to anne-sapphire@outlook.com. Let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 917. 917, are you there with us?
Yes, hi, how are you? Thank you for having your show.
The pleasure is all ours. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Tina. I would like to know if I could connect with my boyfriend's mom. His name is Robert, and his dad.
Okay. Don't give us any more, Tina. Okay, because it's up to us to bring the information through to you to bring the evidence of the continuation of the life after death. Okay. Now let me talk to you of a lady that I have with me here, Tina. This lady, I know that when she passed home to the spirit world, that she would have been a lady that would carry a little bit of weight with her before she passed. I know that she's a lady that makes me aware that she suffered quite greatly within her body there before she passed on to the world of spirit. She does make me aware that she was cared for, she was looked after, she was plenty of people around her to look after this lady before she went into the world of spirit. But I know that she talks to me here about that she kind of lost a little bit of her dignity because she was a very proud lady and she would have liked to have or would have liked to do things herself, should I say, rather than having other people to do them for her. Do you understand who I got you with me?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you that when this lady passed, there must have been people around her when she passed, is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that she offers out her hand to me, and I know whenever the spirit world does do just that, that always makes me aware to say that there was somebody that would have held this lady's hand as she crossed over to the world of spirit. She does talk to me about that she felt the kiss with upon her cheek. Do you understand that there would have been someone, Tina, that would have kissed her upon her cheek just as she made a step home to the spirit world? Is that right?
Yes.
And she does talk to me here that as she's with us, that she's been around your life quite a lot of lately because she makes me aware that there's been, you know, you haven't been sleeping right there, Tina. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've been waking, like, and I'm aware to say to you, three times a night, so you've been awake three times a night, is that right?
Yes.
And isn't it fantastic that the spirit world can come through and give us the information like this? And, you know, I've been told as well to say to you there that, you know, you feel so alone in your vibration at the moment there, Tina, is that right?
Yes. No, but this is his mom. I wanted to know what his mom has to say about him and our relationship.
Okay. You know, I could ask her to give you that information, but, you know, what she's given you so far is absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Okay?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You know, if I said to you that you've hit a bit of a low within that relationship at the moment, is that right?
I'm sorry, am I a bit what now?
You've hit a bit of a low point within the relationship, is that right?
No, he just travels a lot.
Okay. But you feel a little bit disappointed about that then? Because I've been told about just feeling a little bit low about it.
Yeah, I would like to see him more, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that what she makes me aware of, that, you know, it's not because he wants to be away. It's because he has to be away. And I believe, unlike the last caller, that he will do his very best to make sure that he has that cake then, for want of a better word, than the bread and butter. Because I know that all he wants to do is to provide and support and to be as close as he possibly can to being the best person he can for the whole of his family. And what I mean by his family, I mean everyone within his family circle. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's true.
And see, would I be right in saying that to you that, you know, that you're feeling quite depleted of late because of this distance between you? Because what she makes me aware of is that distance will slowly, surely come back together quite soon. So I know that whatever that job is, or whatever the reason why he is away, are traveling a lot there, it's because he just wants to do his best for you. You know, what I would say that you, Tina, that you have a very good man around your life, one that will do his best to take care of you. And sometimes we need to embrace that, because, you know, there's so many people out there that would rather just, you know, let people fend for themselves and maybe tell stories that's maybe not the truth. But what I wanted to say that you know what he says, it's genuine, and you can take every word for word what he says. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. And another thing, his dad, he's really sad about his dad. I do understand that he's a provider, but he is really sad. He's sad about his dad.
Okay. And his dad is in the spirit world, yeah? Okay. See, because I'm saying, come on, what is it about the dad? And I'm being told that dad is in the spirit world. And, you know, as dad is in the spirit world, would I be right in saying that to you that who missed the dad's passing?
He missed the dad's passing.
Okay, because, see, I'm asking, I'm being told about missing my passing, and I believe that's where the sadness comes around, isn't it? Because he missed the dad's passing, and I know that, you know, there's full of regret, so I know that he's full of regret for missing that at that time.
Yes.
He feels so distraught by it, and, you know, he's kind of blaming himself, and the words I want to say there from the dad is, we need to stop taking the blame on our own shoulders. We need to take the blame away from ourselves, because it's not our fault. You know, sometimes life deals us a hand that we are in no control of. And I know that's what I want to place around him, that life deals a hand to him, or life dealt a hand to him at that time that he was in no control of. And I know there was no way of him making it, should I say, up on time. But know that his dad is there with him, okay? So I know that you're saying that he's feeling sad about his dad. Well, know that his dad is there. And, you know, sometimes we need to be the messenger. So please pass that on to your other half and tell him that his dad is always around him. And he should feel him, because he says to me here that he should feel me by the side of him, supporting him and guiding him every step of the way. So know that his dad is around, obviously around yourself, otherwise he wouldn't have come through. But he is here. And he has given him that guidance and support. Tina, I hope that's helped you. I hope that's answered your questions. But please,
yes,
you know, I want to say
that's true.
Thank you. But I want to say that you know, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading. And then, you know, you can play it back to him and let him know that his dad is there. And I say thank you very much for calling out. You have a wonderful day there now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, bye. Okay, we need to go to our next music break. And let's just see if... what's happened there? I know that. Let's see if you all enjoy this one.
You got a sad scar. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. My old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. Just wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms are nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Get a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arms felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. I got a job that pays all our bills. Sell drinking from day to day, bossing more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arms felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
What a beautiful song there by Tracy Chapman. You are listening to Mike Davis live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show here with my wonderful guest, Anne Sapphire. And if you want to get hold of Han? Han? Where'd that come from? If you want to get hold of Anne, then all you need to do is to send an email to anne-sapphire@outlook.com. Purchase the books, Crystal Blue, Tear in My Eye. I'm looking at the two of them, my two copies in front of me. You can purchase them from Amazon. Just type in Anne Sapphire, or you can download them to your Kindle ebook at a very reasonable price. So, you know, I urge you, go and have a look, purchase them, and enjoy them. That's what they're there for. Remember, I will be touring America, certain parts of America, come July. Send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com, and that's Davis spelled with an E, which is D-A-V-I-E-S. tour@aol.com. Come and have a look at my new website, www.mikedavismedium.co.uk. Come and join me on Facebook. It's Mike Davis Medium. Come and follow me. Come and add me as a friend, and we can chat, which is absolutely perfect. And that's what we've done with our next caller, because I recognize the name. I know this is Sarah, and Sarah's calling here from the UK. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. You know, it's a bit difficult here in the makeshift studio because, you know, we've, you know, it was only just the other day. That's the dog. You know, there is biscuits flying around because the studio is kind of full. Go on, take them out because the dog will just keep barking at them. But no, we ripped Studio One apart. There's nothing left in there. There's a table and chairs, and that's about it. And we are in a makeshift studio, and the room is full of people, which is fantastic. We got a plumber in who's just fit the new radiator. Thank you, Richard.
No problem.
Thank you, Richard. And I just found out he's an electrician as well. Woo, happy days. So, you know, more work coming Richard's way. You never know. So, Sarah, let me hand you over to Anne. I know that you're going to have a wonderful reading. I can hear the tea being stirred in the background, which is even better. So, Anne, it's all over to you. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
On and off, I'm all right.
So in other words, up and down, been there, don't want to know, go home to bed,
is that? A bit recovering at the moment, kind of not knowing whether I'm on my bottom or my elbow, if that's a nice way of putting it.
I don't know how to answer that one. Sorry, how can I help you tonight?
It's a bit delicate, really. Basically, I'm in a relationship at the moment, and obviously at the moment, I've been speaking to Mike in the past about a situation I currently suffer with, PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, and obviously at the moment, I've actually been taken out of work due to the PTSD, and I'm struggling whether or not to stick around in this relationship, because it doesn't seem to be very supportive about obviously me suffering at the moment.
And unfortunately, there's sometimes people, as much as we want the closest one to be with us, they don't always sense and feel how we feel ourselves from what we've been through. Sometimes you can't explain the way you have been through things.
It's really difficult. Frustrating because I know a lot of my friends have said, oh, you know, like, in the past, he said, oh, yeah, you know, he's twice your age, he's going to use and abuse you. And we've actually had that in the past where he did. But, yeah, at the moment it's kind of like I've got this opportunity at the moment where I can either move out, start again, and have a little bit of freedom where I'm actually going out with my friends or just being me, or stay with this partner who sometimes he can be loving but sometimes he can be a little bit not nice, if you see what I mean.
I'm going to suggest something, and this is what I always say to any of my friends that say it. Whether they've lost their partner, in man or woman, either through death or the partnership has finished. Next. And they look at me and they say, well, there are enough of men, there are enough of women in this world.
More fishing the sea kind of syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is why I say next, because when you say there's plenty more fish, but he, she hasn't got this. He, she doesn't do that. He, she.
Yeah.
We can all make excuses. We all need a new pathway to go. Perhaps have you thought in this sense, This is your pathway. Right. Next. Move on. But
yeah.
if you feel
yeah.
that you don't want to and there's that 1% doubt.
Well, the one thing I've always tried to do, and again, Michael, tell you this, is the fact that I always try and rely on someone in spirit to kind of guide me, because they've always kind of been the, not the Mardi bomb, but how do you put it, kind of second mother kind of person in my life. And that's what I was possibly hoping, if there was any messages from that person.
I think you're ramming your answer via what I said, in that sense where they turn around and they say to me in an expression, next, we have both hands on shoulders. Do we need to push you?
I think that's what they're doing at the moment. It's really hard because, I mean, when I used to have readings in the past and this person used to come forward, they were telling me, you know, get out of there and everything like that. And I did for a good while. I wasn't living with my partner. I'm now living with them again. And make a long story short, it's basically financially and mentally he's brought me back down to rock bottom. And it's a case where now financially and mentally I'm struggling to actually get to the point where I can leave.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much or how little you add. It's a bit like a conversation I had with this lady just now.
Yeah.
It's not how much we have. It's not what we got, who we got. It's what we do and what we make ourselves. In English money, we'll turn around and say, okay, we have a pound.
Yeah.
But isn't that pound going to take us where we can go, where we want to go, we know how to use it, when to use it. Okay, perhaps we need to not have a loaf of bread today. We won't pass away and die because we haven't had a loaf of bread. But somewhere along the line, someone will come along and help us and say, do you want a biscuit? Would you like a cup of tea? Come on in and have a chat. We hold ourselves back from anything and everything that we want to achieve. Why are you holding yourself back and being told you have the strength? You know they are with you.
Yeah, it's horrible because at the minute, it's like I say, I've got a big celebration coming up in the space of a couple of weeks. And I've kind of done this thing where I'm rather thinking, right, how can I put it really without sounding nasty? It's the fact of everything is telling me is to go on this trip, which is for the celebration. If anything goes wrong after that trip, just leg it. Not to sound rude, but that's what.
So in other words, you want penny and the bank. You want one, you want the other, but if you walk away from one, you don't get the other. The choices at the end of the day are so hard. It's just like saying, do I live in a cardboard box or do I stay in a plastic bag? One gets me wet, the other suffocates me. Can you see where we're coming from?
Yeah,
it's very, very difficult. We can't always have everything.
Everything seems to be like leading me towards going, but as soon as I get to, I mean, I know it sounds again wrong, it's the fact that I've got a suitcase packed, I've got nearly everything planned for leaving. As soon as I get to that point where, yes, I'm going to go today, it's almost as if he knows and he'll turn on the nice switch, and then as soon as he knows, all right, she's unpacked and all that, like, he'll go back to nasty just like that.
Let me explain it a different way. I hope people throughout the world understand where I'm coming from. If you was a smoker and everybody in the world said to you, you need to stop smoking, we can give one another and everything an excuse not to. How much they are, the damage they do, we can convince ourselves. No, we don't want to do it. No, this is not the time. No, I've got too much on my plate. But at the end of the day, it's only us stopping us.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be something that we can make up, pretend, and stop us from moving forward. By stop smoking or stop our lives to move forward for that better thing. Everything, if it was so easy, there wouldn't be any problems in the world.
Yeah.
It's so
that's
hard.
Really creepy that brought that forward. That's really creepy that brought that forward, because I was literally smoking as you said that.
Well, there you go. But I hope that has helped you as best as I can try and explain it. The decision at the end of the day is everybody has a free will. We either make it easy or we make it hard. Or we stay in a rut and stay in the middle. The only way to go is forward with the help of our people, with the help of our friends, and with the love and hope of everything that goes fine. So my love and light goes to you, and I hope you all the best with your decision.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you there, Sarah, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. So thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye now, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, quickly, let's go to the next caller. There's a Skype caller, and it's Kimon. And I'm going to see the rest of it, but it's got Martin on the end. Hi, are you there with us? Hello, Skype caller, ending in Martin. Are you there with us? Kimon, Martin, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hello, yes, I was just going to pop you back on hold there. Can we take your name there, please?
It's Kim.
Kim. Hi, Kim. And where are you calling from, Kim?
I'm calling from New York.
New York, perfect. And what was the reason, Kim, that you called in for?
I just wanted to see if there was anything you were getting from me or anyone on the other side needed to tell me anything.
Okay, Kim, I'm going to do this really quickly because our time is of the essence. We've literally got like 5 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
Kim, let me just start off by saying to you that you have several people in the spirit world that you would communicate with. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying to you that one of those people, I believe it's like a mother's love. Would you understand your mother in the spirit world?
My mother, no. My grandmother is.
Okay, let me describe the lady then, because, you know, I can get mothers, grandmothers wrong. I don't like to because that's just me. But let me describe this lady. Would I be right in saying to you that if this is your grandmother, then she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed. Is that right?
Yeah, she probably did.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you there that this lady, she would have spent the latter part of her life confined or restricted towards the end of her life. Is that right?
Yes, she did.
Okay, bless her heart. I do apologize for pulling as your mum. But, you know, she must have looked upon you like a daughter or would have cared for you in some way because she comes through with this motherly kind of feeling. And I know as your grandmum is around your life, you know, I feel that's what I want to do. I want to embrace you. I want to wrap my arms around you, there, Kim, at the moment. And just say that, you know, you've been going through some difficult times at the moment, haven't you?
Yes, very.
And, you know, there's been lots of tears, lots of hurt, lots of upset in your life. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
See, because she makes me aware of all these emotions that runs around me, and I believe that when I say even to today, I know in New York that, you know, it's probably, what, about 7 p.m. now, but even today you've been drying up your tears today, is that right?
Yeah, I've been crying today, yes, a lot.
Yes. See, it doesn't just demonstrate to you how close your grandmother is there, because, you know, she's here with me, and she's demonstrating this ability that she has to connect there with you. And she says to me, come on, girl, you know, we can achieve this. You know, you've got to stop thinking that you've failed, because that's one thing you haven't done. You've never failed. The only person you're failing is yourself, because you can do this, and you're better than what you give yourself credit for. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
And, you know, if I said that you, Kim, that there's, you know, you can be your own worst enemy sometimes because you hold yourself back on so many different levels. Is that right?
Sometimes I do that, yes.
Yeah, okay. And there's also something to do with, like, there's certainly this overwhelming feeling that I'm having here of, you know, that you need to is there some kind of tests, Kim, that you need to go for? Or there's someone close in your life that's some kind of, like, test, whether it's, like, blood tests or tests for... Would you understand the tests there?
No, I don't understand that.
Okay. Who's the gentleman that's in your life? I don't know whether it's your partner. I don't think there is a partner, to be honest with you. But there's a gentleman in your life that's having some kind of tests done. And I do believe it's, like, blood tests. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do understand that, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you understand about the tests, because she talks to me about tests, and I know that this plays an important part of like a multitude of things that's going on within your life. Do you understand of this?
I think so.
See, because she says to me that there's so much going on in your vibration. It's almost like as if you're meeting yourself coming backwards at the moment, and you feel quite exhausted. You feel quite depleted. I do apologize about Marley in the background, but there's food going around here at the moment, and he does like his food. You know, I do believe that there's so much that's going on in your life that, you know, I can't really pinpoint particularly which one you want to deal with first, because there's everything all on top of one another. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
This overwhelming feeling of moving. I don't know whether you want to move or you've just moved home or something. Do you understand about the moving?
I just moved a couple of days ago to an apartment.
Isn't that perfect? Okay, because she makes me aware of moving as well. So again, you know that she was with you at that move, and you know, in some way, I do believe that wasn't easy. That wasn't an easy transaction, was it? It wasn't simple. Just go to a next place. It was a lot of difficulties that occurred there. Is that right?
Very difficult to do.
Because I know that it's been added one on top of another. Kim, I really got to leave it there with you. We've literally got a few minutes left of the show, and but please do download. I'm going to put my teeth in one day. Please do download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Anne, we've reached the end of the show.
Oh, that's a great shame.
You know, I remember in the beginning that you were saying, I'm not ready.
Yeah, oh my God.
You know, but doesn't time fly when we go live on here? You know, it really does.
Yes.
And, you know, all I've got to say to you all is, you know, thank you very much for listening. Brechter, that's a lot of love arts for me. And, you know, thank you very much. That's all I got to say.
Do I get one then? I had one.
Well, you're not allowed any. Not yet. Not off my brother.
I get it.
My brother's in Norway, and you know.
Just one lovely... would have been, half would have been nice.
Okay, go on in, people in the chat room. Send on a little love art, because she needs one, and she feels that she needs one. Even though that I've just found out that Richard's not only a plumber, but he's an electrician. Studio One needs sorted out. So, come on, send on a love art in the chat room.
And thank you very much, all of you.
Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you all.
Oh, kisses back.
You know, Anne, if people want to email you, simple, anne-sapphire@outlook.com. Download or buy your hardback copies of these books, Crystal Blue, from Amazon. Come and join me on my new website. It's mikedavismedium.com. Search me on Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium, or simply send an email to June to find out where I'm going to be in America. It's mikedavistour@aol.com. All that remains for me to say to you is where I find it. All that remains for me to say to you is good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.